Thank y'all for listening to the dumbass, pointless, non-creative podcast. What are you fake mad about today?
Yo, that's great. You know, Charleston is definitely known for the swinger stuff, and they have their own, you know, communities.
Let me get a six-piece, you know, for the guys when we go to this game band real quick.
There was one girl, and she, you know, completely naked, laying on the bed. She was making out with a bunch of that guys and, like, you know, jerking them off.
You can't stop pillow talking and getting emotional because now you're basically in a relationship.
He's like going in on this girl with the fucking, like, huge ass vibrator, and then, like, she passes the fuck out.
I will say, especially during the pandemic, she get a little lusty sometimes, all right?
There is a Hasidic Jew in there with the hat on and, like, butt-ass naked with the fucking vibrator on this girl's clit.
Hey, man, it's about that time. Turn the sarcasm up. Let's go!
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Fake Mad Podcast with your boy, Fousey B. Of course, I'm here with some friends, but let me kick it off by saying this. Love is always love. And so love those that you cherish. Some shit going on in the country. I try to keep it light here, so we don't really need to address it. But I do want to point out that systematic racism happens regardless of the color of the perpetrator. I'll repeat that for you. Systematic racism happens regardless of the color of the perpetrator. If you understood what I said, then you know who I'm addressing. Some people just don't get it, and it's okay. Ignorance is not necessarily a bad thing. You can always educate yourself. Back to the show. We are on episode 57. I am Fousey B. Of course, you know me if you listen by now. I hope so. Or maybe you came to listen to one of my guests, and, you know, it's a pleasure to meet you if that's the case. Let me go ahead and introduce the Fake Mad panel for today. First up is Hollywood.
Nigga, I was so waiting to be last. I'm like, yeah, we settle in. I don't
have to. Or we rule already violated. Go ahead.
First 2 seconds. You might as well, yeah. Hollywood, whatever face, pod. Instagram handle, _ whatever face podcast. I am on the TikTok now, whatever face pod.
And where are you from?
Oh, yeah. City is so nice, they named it twice. New York, New York, home of the greatest rapper of all time, Sean Corey Carter.
Hove, after Young Hollywood, will be C to the J. Tell them where you're from, what you do.
What's going on, y'all? It's DJ, repping New York as well, residing in Jersey now.
So, Jersey! You
know, I'm here in Fousey Stomping Towns, but that's, you know, repping New York to the death. That's it.
And last, but certainly not least, D-Man, step to the congregation. Let them know who you are, where you from, what you do, all of the good stuff. Where you at?
Love y'all. Thank you, Fousey. Appreciate you inviting me on this podcast. It's the first time I've ever been on a podcast. I don't got no handles for anybody to follow right now. This is kind of just getting my feet wet and seeing what kind of discussions are about. I've listened to a couple of these episodes, and I'm looking forward to being a part of this. I'm from New Jersey. I transplanted down south in Charleston.
So we are here. We're going to start off. First topic I want to talk about, and y'all didn't even see this. I love when I do this. I'll be up to the minute seeing shit, and then I'd be like, let me include this. So I want y'all your opinions on this. School District Furlough Service Director has been charged with stealing $1.5 million worth of chicken wings.
Yo, I saw that earlier today. She is the GOAT.
The former food service director for a South Suburban school district has been charged with stealing $1.5 million worth of chicken wings over a 19-month period. Vera, we don't have to say her last name, she's 66. She's worked for Harvey School District 152 for more than 10 years. She was charged with theft and operating a criminal enterprise. She was responsible for placing orders with the food service. It was their main supplier, according to prosecutors. She placed orders for chicken wings from July 2020 to February 2022, billing the district, but she kept the food. An audit discovered that they had exceeded their annual food budget by 300K with the school year only halfway over. The business manager for the district uncovered the invoices for the chicken wings. It's an item that typically wouldn't be served to students because it contains bones. The superintendent issued a statement saying she could not comment because of an ongoing investigation. However, she's fully cooperating with the authorities regarding this matter. Free Vera. CJ, what are your thoughts on it?
Yo, first off, when I saw the post initially earlier, my immediate thought was, why do I feel like 1.5 million in chicken wings is kind of more fire than 1.5 million in cash? Like, I was just thinking about it. I'm just like, yo.
You can feed the family.
Yo, you know how many chicken, yo, like, you feeding, yo, you feeding this, like, she like the big meat of chicken wings, bro. Like, I'm pretty sure she was distributing chicken wings across state lines. Like, yo, she had chicken wing packs and was hitting the block like, yo, fam, I got a 24-piece for you right now. Go get yourself right.
Is she single-handedly the reason why there was a chicken shortage?
Probably, yo, she's the fucking El Chapo of the chicken wings, yo. Like, it's, yo, this lady needs to be freed. She's
El Polo, right? El Polo. D-Man, what you think about that?
Yeah, I mean, it hits up on a lot of different things, right? I'm not gonna knock her hustle. Everybody's out here trying to hustle, and like, things aren't, you know, illegal until, you know, it's found out and what kind of laws in place. But that's wild. I think this happened where, in Chicago, or yeah, Chicago, right?
Well, Illinois, right outside Chicago.
I mean, food shortage is a real issue. I mean, if you even, you know, if you guys heard about New York City, how hard it is to find different types of like produce shops and like actual food that's edible. Yeah, she's out here hustling and doing that. The only bad part about it is those kids are getting affected by it, which is terrible because they got to eat lunch every day.
They have bones, so they couldn't even eat it. So that,
yeah, see, that it. That's messed up, man. That's the messed up part. What I want to know is where all these chicken wings go and who ate them all. That's got to be a funny investigation for the attorney.
It's either that or she was flipping the wings to the supermarket at a discounted rate,
right?
from you know what I'm saying, like, and just getting she was getting to it. Yo, listen.
She's moving that weight.
Yeah,
when they check the egg budget, like, when they find out her eggs,
she was moving the wings. That's what she. Like, I
Hollywood,
can't,
what you think about it? You gotta turn the mute button.
This mute button be yeah, pain in the behind.
Every weekend, every week.
Yeah, CJ took the words right out of my mouth because I was gonna call her El Chapo myself. But my question is, does she have a Lowry's connect? Because if she got chicken, she should have the connect to Lowry's. I don't know if y'all know, you can't find Lowry's anywhere right now. And I'm trying to figure out if there's a connection with the 1.5 million in chicken and Lowry's, but I need sis number so she can toss a couple of them wings.
You got to bail out first. I hope she saves some money to side. I want to know what her egg connect is, because eggs is right now a little crazy. moving on. Like, that was just crazy. I saw that. Ooh, story time. I've been doing this every couple of pods where I just bring up a situation. I have a guest tell their personal interaction with it. By the way, y'all, I'm on the dark now, so if my words are slurred, it's because I'm drinking dark instead of the usual that I'm usually drinking. So the topic of swingers came up, and I was, it was interesting because I come across a couple of swingers every now and then in Charleston, which is the hospitality city, and their logo is a pineapple, and the swingers logo is an upside down pineapple. So a lot of swingers come here. I get it. I guess it's the same fruit. D-Man, you have some interesting history with swingers and whatnot. Why don't you tell us a story?
Yeah, I'll be happy to. Let's start off with, everybody got their own kinks. You know, everybody's into their own shit. Swinging, eyes closed, just swinging. Same city, same friends if you're looking for me. Same city, same friends if you're looking. I'll be here just swinging.
We don't kink shake hair. Shame hair.
Yeah, yeah. No one should kink shame. And, you know, there is a community of kinkers that like to explore their kinks in front of people. or in private. There's a lot of facilities around the country that offer this kind of environment, if that's what you were looking for, you know what I mean? And yeah,
no,
Charleston.
No, I know. Tell me what you're talking about. I don't know what you mean.
So there's a lot of sex clubs around the country. I mean, usually they're more towards like the city areas, more, you know, blue state areas. Charleston does, you know, Charleston is definitely known for the swinger stuff, and they have their own, you know, communities. They're not as big as places in Philadelphia or New York or Miami. It's more geared
DC.
Towards like old, yeah, DC down in like South Carolina. It's more geared towards older people. So, the problem is that like a lot of these parties that people want to have are these like different types of, locations where they want to have a business where they can run, you know, these kind of activities where people can come and, you know, do whatever they want sexually with their partner or other partners. Yeah, where people can come and come, you know. It's difficult a lot more in these redder states because you can easily be caught human trafficking. So like they can interpret like one girl wanting multiple dudes as human trafficking because people have to pay to get into the door. So that's why like a lot of more blue states are more lenient with it. Not really because it's a federal thing, but it exists. It's out there, you know, people like to do it.
And just to give a disclaimer, yeah. with the story you're about to tell, everyone had consent. Yeah, they got some content with it, but they had consent. So this is not a human trafficking situation.
No, it's totally, yeah, no human trafficking at all. These are just people exploring their sexuality, and it exists, and it's out there, and there's a whole community for it. There's actually a website called FetLife where you can go and find, you know, these different communities
No free shameless pubs. Anyway, so tell your story. Yeah. Tell us about you and your experience with this situation, this community.
You know, I was.
Wait. I'm sorry. Before you give your story, can you also put your phone number in the group message so we know who to hit up?
Yeah, I'll be sure to do that. Definitely. Where do I start? Let's see. Shit.
The beginning.
Well, okay. So I went on a date with this girl, and she wasn't really good looking. I didn't really like the date at all. But all
right, stop. I gotta tell you how to tell stories. So how'd you meet this girl?
Probably dating app.
So a dating app. Went to the meat market app, one of those Hinges or the Tinder.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So met this girl. Y'all had a chat.
This was about 6 years ago. Yeah, 6 years ago. And
she's saying the time for a reason. That's another Corey move. Gotta tell you what the year it happened, just so don't get caught up these years. But you went on one of those dating apps. Hinge wasn't around 6 years ago. So, all right. And so you guys agreed to meet at a place, and the girl wasn't that attracted to you, but you're already on a date. So here we are. You're on a date with this girl who's not as attractive as you thought she was from our pictures.
Yeah. And
did she catfish
told me
you on the pictures? It was a catfish situation.
Probably more face pics and like, you know, side angles than I wanted, than I've, you know, kind of like probably jaded my eye a bit. You know what I mean? No,
she
wasn't.
Big? Okay.
No.
That showed the girl forget you.
Those filters, bro, don't play. It'll get you quick.
All right, so you're on a date with a woman that you're not physically attracted to as you thought you were.
Yeah.
And then you get talking. Start from there.
Yeah, so she's telling me she's in a poly relationship, and that her and her partner, they try to use these dating apps, but they don't really work that well for what they're looking for. And they use this thing called FetLife. And that's how I found out from it from there on. And
so a partner, a man or a woman?
A man.
Okay.
Man. Yeah. And and then that's how I found out about it in New Jersey. It's very active. New Jersey actually has a nude beach you can go to. Over there in Gunnison. There's a whole lifestyle of people that are, you know, into that.
And they all live where CJ work at. But go ahead.
Dead ass.
Yeah. And from there, I mean, I've gone to clubs in New York City. in Philadelphia, in Orlando, in Miami. Yeah, there's definitely, you know, there's a lot of people on the outside that are very interested, especially female. They're willing to explore and looking to explore other things besides just, you know, the typical norm vanilla type of relationships.
Right now you're running around. I need a story.
You need the story?
You're running around. Tell me one of the weirdest thing you've seen, the craziest thing you've seen, like some shit that's made you go, oh wow.
All right. This is one that's gonna be really, really funny because you're gonna have to picture it in your fucking mind. So I went to a kink hotel party, and
what city was this in?
This was in New Jersey.
Okay.
Yeah, in New Jersey, somewhere over there in Edison. They had a suite, like a hotel suite, where you walk in and there was a living room, and on the right hand side was like a double bedroom, and then on the left hand side was like another double bedroom or a king size bedroom, whatever. And like they had like the right side was like for couples or whatever, and then the left side were like for all the single people. Sometimes they separate it like that. Like they'll keep the middle common area as an area where nobody plays. It's just a social area. And then the other rooms, the two separate rooms are for, you know, people that are whatever they're interested in, they can go in those rooms. So in the left room with the single people, there was one girl and she, you know, completely naked, laying on the bed. She was making out with a bunch of that guys and like, you know, jerking them off, sucking their dick, whatever. And then.
So you walked to that room.
Yeah, I walked to that room just as an observer. So there is a Hasidic Jew in there with the hat on and like butt ass naked with the fucking vibrator on this girl's clit. And she was like, wait, what?
Yeah, was it
what
the
are
rabbi?
You doing here? I don't know. It might have been a rabbi, but I was just like, yo, what? How is this part of your religion? Is this allowed? You know, like what? Like, I couldn't believe this shit. He's like going in on this girl with the fucking like huge ass vibrator, and then like she passes the fuck out. They don't know what to do, so like
mouth resuscitation.
When I went in, one of the clientele that worked there was a nurse, so I like went in and got her, and they took the girl out, and like she like, you know, came to consciousness or whatever. But that was like probably one of the weirdest things I've ever seen. That was not arousing. I was just like walked in and looked, and I was like, "What the fuck?" Like what?
CJ, what questions do you have to Dan about that situation, that party, that whole lifestyle?
My first question would be, how long were you witness to these kinds of situations to be able to discuss them so calmly?
That's a good question.
I feel like it was very much like hearing you on a late night AM radio station talking to some random DJ about this just now. So this is you're very comfortable discussing these.
Hey CJ, you want me to put the Barry White instrumental in that? Can do it.
I mean, it's not even discussing it, but like, you know, I'll volunteer information. Like, you know, I have a partner and we have like performed in front of other people. So like, it took a progression. It took a little while to get comfortable, like with myself and my body and like, you know, I know like my limitations. I'm straight male. I like women only. I have a partner and we only include women in our dynamic, no right. other males. What's up?
Sound like you hit the jackpot.
I mean, it sounds easy, but women have a lot more, they're more critical when it comes to like including other women. Like, you know, you both of your interests with your partner have to match up physically. And, you know, emotionally, there's tons of girls that my partner and I have gone through that, you know, I may like, but then she may see a red flag. So like, it's, you know, it takes some time, but before I was with her, you know, I've been a part of a couple before, gangbangs, done that. And
Just so calm. Yeah, right? I mean, I've been.
This is fascinating. Yo, it's fascinating to see like the casual rundown. Like, yeah, you know, we've done that gangbangs. Like, you know, just you know, kept moving to the next one. I'm like,
he said that like it was a test drive. Yeah, I've done things before.
Yeah. He said that like he was ordering wings from Shorty who stole the 1.5 billion. Like, yo, let me get a 6-piece, you know, for the guys when we go to this gangbang real quick. Like,
how do you think I got these people to the parties? I had to have chicken wings, you know?
You had to feed them.
To answer your question, CJ, I think it's the experience and just talking to other people and just knowing that, like, as a human, it's normal to have those, you know, desires and kinks and stuff, and people shouldn't be judged by it. Like, you may not, there's certain things that, like, you may, like, not, you know, you're not okay with, you don't want to see or whatever, you got to turn the other way, you know what I mean?
Right, but that's cool for somebody else.
People respect each other's boundaries, you know, you got to know what you're getting into before you even walk into it.
No, I agree. I think that's cool. I think that's, you know, that's, I think that's dope that people can, like, you know, enjoy what they enjoy, but also you don't have to knock whatever somebody else likes. Like, you know what I'm saying? Just because it isn't for you. Like, you know, I don't particularly listen to country music, but if somebody's, you know, favorite country song comes on and they in the zone with it, I ain't necessarily going to turn down the volume and fuck up your vibe neither. So, you know, I get that.
Beyonce country song was dope.
I ain't even hear that shit. So,
so Hollywood, questions, comments on that old swinger situation?
Nigga, so scrap the rest of the topic.
You guys know all the stories now.
Put the car in park and take the keys out the ignition.
He said, I want every story.
Sam, can you do me a favor?
What's up?
You said you had to build up, I guess, the confidence in yourself. What was your, let's say, first time experience like versus you getting more comfortable? Like, walk me through how that first initial visit or party went. And, like, if you can recall a couple parties where you started to get more comfortable and feel a bit more, you know, at ease, walk me through what that looked like. Because I got a whole bunch more, but let's just start.
You want to know how'd you go from being the guy watching the guy with the vibrate on the girl to the guy holding the vibrate on the girl? You became the Hasidic Jew.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it comes to, like, I guess, what's the best way to explain this and use the story at the same time? I think what it comes down to, you know, you gotta feel confident with yourself and your body being naked in front of other people. That's like the biggest fear that a lot of people have, and even guys have that too, because it affects your performance of what you want to do. You know what I mean? So I think it took a lot of more of talking to more of the women that were inside of the community, and understanding what consent is and applying consent, and being respectful of your partner, you know, whether that's your girlfriend or not your girlfriend, and, you know, being able to communicate what you need before the scene even starts. So I guess not to make it complex, but you just gotta get out there and, you know, and see what happens. You know what I mean?
Y'all record?
No. We don't do. You're not allowed to bring any phones or take pictures or any of that in parties like that. Yeah, they don't allow any of that. It's a slow progression. You know what I mean? It just takes. You gotta just, you know. Like, say, riding a bicycle, right? I mean, you got to, in the beginning, you're scared. You're going to fall. You're not going to, you know, you're going to feel, you know, awkward or whatever, but, like,
you got to learn how to work through that,
you know?
Whoa. It's not like riding a bicycle. If I fall off my bike, I'm not going to land on a naked man. That's a terrible comparison.
It is a terrible comparison. It is a very terrible comparison. It's very terrible comparison.
So, can I, Fuzzy, please?
Go ahead. Mad podcast with Hollywood.
No, this is great. This is absolutely fantastic. So, can you walk me through? So,
he wants the manual.
No. Sort of, kind of. But
you can subscribe to my
when you when you, when you
It's so only fat.
When you go in for the first time, do the woman make you feel more at ease, or is it something that like a drink or two helps you like start talking to people? Like, how is that interaction?
Is there open bar?
So, no, it depends where you go. Some places you could bring your own alcohol. Some places don't allow alcohol because people don't know how to behave. Most of the parties that I've been to have alcohol there. Yeah, you can have a couple of drinks. It's all about conversation and flirting. You know, surprisingly enough, there's a lot of married individuals that their wife wants like a bull, or they want like another partner. When I say bull specifically, is this dude is fucking this guy's wife while he's watching or he's participating.
I got a really good friend of mine. I won't say his name. For some reason, he falls into these people that want him to sleep with their wives in front of him, and he does it. I'm like, yo, you better than me, because I can't do that.
Yeah, nah, I wouldn't be. Yeah, hell no. What? Like,
because I'll get you back. Just really funny, CJ. He was just telling me this weekend. Actually, he was like, nah, it was all good. I was with this guy's wife, but then I turned around. And my man naked playing with himself watching me, and I was like, yo.
Yeah, nah, what?
I'm good on that.
Yeah,
nah, go ahead, D man, finish your story. My bad.
No, sorry, go ahead. Nah,
not to cut you off, but see, in that situation, I gotta get dressed. Like, we gotta fight, bro. Like, we gotta fight.
I didn't sign up for you to be looking at me.
This is not the focus, shouldn't be on me here, nigga. Like, what?
Yeah, like there's but to answer your question, Hollywood, so it's all about conversation and discussions, and like, you know, how you facilitate those conversations, and you get to know, you know, if we're talking specifically about females, obviously, but it's the same way as how you would talk to them at the bar or anywhere. And you know, all you can do is really ask, you know, you ask, hey, would you be interested in doing this or having this scene or doing this and that? Do you like this? Do you like that? So it's more of a conversation thing first, and setting the boundaries and understanding consent and how gray and how, like, you know, how complicated that can be, but it's not really as complicated as you don't think. You know, people, it's just about respecting when someone says no, you know, or stop. You know, it's consent. And unfortunately, I've seen people that don't know what that is. And sometimes that's okay, because that's what the woman wants. Like, there's some women that want the consent, and then there's some women that just want to get fucking obliterated by as many dicks as possible. So,
but she's still consenting to that.
She's consenting to that. You know, like,
do they have security at these parties? Like, they got to, right?
Yeah, they
at
do.
At this point,
they
you gotta
they
have
security.
Security.
Yeah.
You ever seen anybody get thrown out?
No, I have not witnessed that.
It's a secret society, so everybody know better.
I haven't witnessed that yet. The coolest one that I've went to was in Orlando. It's called Secrets Hideaway. It's a resort, like a.
Like, damn, you're just gonna put them out there like that, huh?
Yeah, I don't give a shit. It's a resort, and you can go.
This shit called Secrets. Singles. He just told everything.
Whatever. So they have inside, right? It's an enclosed like resort. Pool, jacuzzis in the middle. They got like an outdoor where they have like DJs and bands and stuff. And then they have the bar outside, tiki bar. But the rooms encircling the inside of the resort, they have windows in there, and each room has like a specific like theme, like Pirates of the Caribbean or like fucking Prince or like Star Wars or like, I don't know. They're just all these themed different decorated rooms, and they got like sex swings and people just watch. Like, they you can open the curtains and you can watch from outside. It's a pretty interesting experience. It's fun. But yeah, that's kind of like, I guess, to answer your question, Hollywood, I mean, that's the best.
Is that Secrets
there.
With an S or a Z?
Let me give you their email address. Hold on a second.
It sounds like it reminds me kind of that movie Eyes Wide Shut.
That was a swing of society, so you close.
Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's not like it's kind of like that, but that was just like the rich white upscale version of it. And like, at our level, niggas is just dressing up as Star Wars characters and getting to it. So,
our furries, shout out to the furries.
You know, so.
So a person like me, I'm a Hollywood. You got all your questions out. Did you research? You know,
no, I didn't.
So listen, Hollywood. The man is he's down here by me in this region, and when you come to visit, you know, he can take us there. And we can go for research purposes.
Listen, I don't know what you're talking about on air, but off air, I would love to continue that conversation with you. But my brother, I don't know what you're talking about right now, but I did want to bring up the gangbang.
So anyway, this is the Fake Mad Podcast with Fousey B. So a brother like me, if I'm out there, I'm not trying to give it up in front of a bunch of other people when I'm smashing the chick. I'd be the type to like, I'll probably try to convince her to go outside to the car with me. That'd be my move. Like, yo, you want to go to the car with me real quick? Anyway, speaking of taking it outside, an employee at Mount Pleasant, which is, you know, Mount Pleasant, that's like the little rich part of Charleston. An employee at a Mount Pleasant gas station, a 7-Eleven, was found masturbating behind the store. He was arrested after he was found masturbating on a bucket. That's important. He masturbated on, I don't know if he was standing on the bucket or if he was masturbating on the bucket, but he was masturbating on a bucket outside of the business. Monday afternoon, officers responded to the 7-Eleven for reports of a man exposing himself. A witness reported that he stopped at the gas station after picking up his child. Ooh, that means he's going to have to register on that registry. Oh, moments, man, after their arrival, the child said, "Dad, some guy is masturbating behind a building." First off, son.
Wait. Yeah, let's put pause right there. How the fuck does this kid know?
That's what I just said. First of all, son, what you know about? We need to have a conversation. Have you been to a swinger party? Anyway. The witness drove by the back of the building and saw an employee later identified as 20-year-old. Oh, man, you done fucked up your whole life. 20-year-old Samaj Mack seated on a bucket with his pants down. The witness spoke with the manager, and the two confronted Mack, who quickly stood up, pulled up his pants, and began to apologize frantically. Officers interviewed the suspect, who they reported was noticeably nervous. Mack initially stated he had went to use the restroom, but too many customers were going in and out of the gas station's bathroom, so he decided to pee outside. Mac said while he was peeing, he began to smoke marijuana and some ash fell, and this is in quotes, landed on the tip of his penis. The suspect told officers he was checking himself for injuries. When police told him they didn't believe his story, Mac began to cry, and he admitted he was masturbating. He apologized and said he didn't know why he did it. Bro, you got weed on your dick?
He should have stuck to the story. That shit sounds legit.
Yeah, you gotta die in that hill. You can't cry in that hill. So he was booked shortly before 7 with one count of indecent exposure. He was granted a $5,000 bond during appearance in court Tuesday, which means that he only had to come up with 10%, which is $500. Don't ask me why I know that. The court part, not the whole indecent exposure part.
Man's was horny. You hear me?
Horny boy. And you gonna say you got weed on your dick? What the fuck? Like, how high are you to come up with that story? First of all, I'll admit, ladies and gentlemen, I don't smoke weed. So I don't know if this is an effective weed, but I'm not sure of too many people who get high and just masturbate while they smoking weed, like, and then cry about it. I don't know. CJ, what are your thoughts on this?
All right. First things first.
I'll pop
it. Is this young fellow of the? Is he of the Caucasian delegation?
His name is Semaj. You know what? Let me S.
Samaj?
Nah, I see a picture of him. I think so.
No. He's not. He's Well, no, this is a different person, but if it's the same person who put up with another mugshot, he's a young black dude with red hair. Like, he dyed his hair red. That says a lot. I don't know why it says, but it says a lot.
All right, so the person.
No, it's definitely him. It's the same guy, but now he has braids with yellow and red hair, not with red and black hair. So,
Okay, yeah. So I'm going to blame this on the ignorance behind
being a hornball. I'm going
to blame this. Yeah. This is young ignorance right here. This is young horny ignorance.
A 20-year-old.
Yeah.
Hornball.
With fucking Ronald McDonald here, like that's like you just there's too much. Yeah, this is entirely too much to unpack. And frankly, I'm too old to deal with this kind of shit. I do not understand why he could not find a more private and secluded area to
go in a closet.
Right, like I mean, like you could go to a toilet. Like you could go to like you know you said you could go other places, bro. You don't got to be out in like you know what I'm saying where a kid passing by could tell his father that he sees you openly masturbating. Like,
why does the kid know how, what masturbating is?
Right, why does the kid know what masturbating is? You know, like, it's way too much in this situation.
What does dad do in the house that the kid saw? But anyway.
And then this is happening in the rich part of Charleston? Like, what? Like, it's just, yes. Yeah, this is way too much.
D-Man, what are your thoughts on it?
I would also advise, not to cut you off, D-Man, but I would advise that everybody stay away from the slushy machines for the next 2 to 3 weeks. You know what I'm saying? Those handles, we don't know where they've been.
Oh,
just
man.
We want to avoid any and all.
Avoid that 7-Eleven at all costs.
Yeah, that's a fact.
D-Man, what are your thoughts?
Man, I mean, this goes back to the whole fucking Pee Wee Herman thing, right? I mean, what are you doing, man? In public. With your dick out, like well, not the place, not the time.
Let me shoot Pee-wee some bell, right? Because even though he was doing this in public, he was doing it at a gay porn theater. Whatever, remember those used to be a thing. He was doing it there, so you know, there's a time and place for everything. I don't know the time and place to start masturbating in public, but I feel like that might fall into the category. A little bit,
yeah. I think that's crazy. I think his story was strong.
7-Eleven, maybe not.
I think his initial story was fucking bulletproof, and he should have stuck to it, like hands down. Because I know I would have. If it was me, yeah, dude.
He said I got wheat ash on my genitals. First of all, why are you talking like that?
Cigarette in my mouth. What am I doing with the cigarette? I got to put 2 hands on.
Any way that was that calm.
What am I going to do with the joint? I got to put 2 hands on my dick. Like if Ash gets on it, and I burnt my dick. I'm checking my dick to see if I got burnt. Man, you want to look at it?
Let me tell you something. As somebody who has sold weed in the past, I would have definitely called him after. Like, yo, I'm not your fucking connect no more. Don't call me.
I am no longer your man.
You got my yeah, nah. Like, don't get no references.
You got that real gas.
Like, you got my fucking. You got my weed particles falling on your dick and shit. You out here masturbating in front of kids, nigga.
Yo, Hollywood, what are your thoughts on this? And do you smoke weed behind 7-Elevens at all? I'm just curious.
So the gangbang, right?
He said, "Do y'all draw names out of a hat, or like, you know, like
wait, how do you get selected? Like,
how we play? What, like, was it high card, low card? Like, do you do I declare war if you both get a 3? Like,
oh man, yeah, that's wild." First off, I feel like bathroom, your car. I mean, only thing I got was man's was horn. He couldn't wait. Like, I don't know. But I agree with D Man. He should have at least stuck to the story. Like, now you got to die on that hill.
Double down.
He cried on that hill. He literally said, "I got ashes on my." I got weed ashes on my genitals. The cop said, "What?" He said, "I'm lying." I don't know if it went that way. Cop said he asked him again, and he cried and said he was not telling the truth.
Oh my god! I say that to say 20-year-olds out there, do better, be smarter, You have all the advantages that we didn't have in life. And yet.
All right, hold on. Hold on, CJ. I ain't going to let you do that. Because, yeah, I ain't going to act like the four gentlemen on here weren't once four young, horny teams.
That I ain't never masturbating back with 7-Eleven or any workplace for that matter.
This is what I'm saying. Like, no. We're going to do that. Because guess what? I had this conversation earlier. These little young fucks out here have no. I'm talking about the youth, the generation. Exactly. All these little young fucks out here, they run around. There's all types of ignorant shit. Don't get me wrong. We've all done, you know what I'm saying, childish fun shit in our lives. However, they have.
Want me to get off my lawn, old guy?
No. I have to because this is like this shit is blowing minds at this point. If they have all the advantages, listen. I can ask any one of us here. Imagine if you had a fucking iPad in the fifth grade.
I would have been running a multi-millionaire.
I would have been the fucking president of the United States.
I would have been a scammer.
Yo,
me in Hollywood would have hooked up on some Jersey, New York.
You feel me? Like, yo, like
we would have been scamming everybody talking about these new bitches about to sell called phones.
Yo, bro, I had to say it earlier, like, yo. I had to say it earlier, like, yo, these little niggas have it so good that they could just say something into a phone and it'll give them turn-by-turn directions on how to get there. We had fucking MapQuest and
we were traveling
like pirates. Yeah, nigga, like, we go 35 blocks north, then make a left when you see the flagpole that has the fucking American flag and school district 57. Like, we lived through that.
We didn't know
we
had the address wrong until we got there sometimes.
Right, and then had to backtrack and print out a whole new map to get back to where we had to go. Like it's no excuse for it at this point, bro. I'm tired of it. I hate them. I hate them.
Anybody else got anything to say about this particular subject? This particular subject.
What do you think is worse? This dude for doing this behind a 7-Eleven or that legal analyst on CNN that got caught on his Zoom call jerking off and ended up getting fired?
They're both equally as bad.
They're both
no, you know what? Let me push back, CJ. I think this is worse because this is a 20-year-old kid out at work outside of his business. That man was in the privacy of his house. He just forgot to turn the
camera
off.
That's true. Yep, you're right.
Said he turned the camera off.
And furthermore, there was not a child that had pointed that man out and said, yo, he's doing that. True.
I want to know what the fuck made him want to go masturbate while he at work. Like, was the hot dogs turning the wrong way? He was looking at the cinnamon buns. He's like, those cinnamon buns.
Come on now. He was working from home. He got a little hot and bothered at home.
No, I'm talking about the 7-Eleven kid, not the work from home.
Oh, 7-Eleven kid, he's a lost cause. He a lost cause.
The dude at home, he was looking at one of his coworkers like, yeah, she can get it.
Yeah, CNN guy, he probably figured, oh, if I have the meeting in my ear, I'm good. I can have the screen on something else.
Let me just say this. As someone who has worked from home, and had to partake.
Don't you work at home now? Where you like? You literally work at home.
I mean, yeah. But I'm saying
you live where you work
from home. Yeah. So, as someone who has done that and had to partake in the Microsoft team meetings and the Zooms and stuff, I will say, especially during the pandemic, you get a little lusty sometimes, right? Sometimes.
And you know, it's always the one you want that be looking extra special on that camera.
Bro,
you move her little like, camera box to the front.
Bro, I'm like, yo, it's 10 a.m. on a fucking Tuesday afternoon. Why is the cleavaging in your living room right now?
And yo, you be throwing out mad compliments for no reason. I see that little plant in your background.
but then you don't want to be a creep neither, so you got to keep them work related. Like, you did a great job on that report last week. You know, I read it twice. I thought the work was great, you know?
Excellent job saying breasts. I mean, yes. Excellent job saying yes. But you know what? Let me segue again. Dun-dun-dun. Since we on the subject of coworkers and whatnot. I'm going to start with Hollywood for no reason other than why are we putting posts in the...
What? Save it for later.
All right, Hollywood. I this is a callback. It's one of those calls. Yes. Hollywood. Is it unprofessional to tell a sneaky link / side chick / work wife, our husband for the ladies, but it's all men today, so we're going to speak from our perspective. Is it unprofessional to tell them you love them? Is it bad for business?
No.
Women throw that word around all the time.
Let Hollywood answer first. We're going to get to each one of these individually.
You said a sneaky link and what were the other two?
Sneaky link, side chick, work wife, a jump off. Something on the side when you got somebody or you dealing with multiple. It's unprofessional to tell them you love them. I got this off of the Bird app, by the way. This ain't happened to me.
I feel like it's only unprofessional if you don't keep the, and I hate how this is going to sound, but if you keep that relationship where it's supposed to be, where they know, hey, yeah, this is a link, or this, we like, you can't stop pillow talking and getting emotional because now you're basically in a relationship.
It is a relationship, but to go on that, I know we always say that women are the emotional ones, but as adults that aren't 20-year-olds fucking masturbating behind a 7-Eleven, can we admit that guys too catch feelings when we're dealing with those women? We just try to hide it better. That was bad for you, Hollywood.
Yeah, but still, man. Like, the whole premise is it's a sneaky link. Like, you end up falling in love, then it's not a link. Now you're in a, like I said, now you're in a full-blown relationship. Now you're in a full-blown relationship. So now you got to figure out if you want to be in a relationship or if you want to end the current one you win and begin this new one. But you can't have the term sneaky link and side and now have emotional attachment.
You're sneaky in love? All right, so back to the original question, yes or no, is it unprofessional?
Yes, it's unprofessional. Yes, right. It is. 100%.
CJ, what are your thoughts on this? Is it unprofessional to tell a sneaky link, a work wife, a side chick, a jump off, a jump, whatever, you know, that you love them? Even if you do. Is it bad for business? The hurt business? It literally is the hurt business. Somebody getting hurt.
It is. It is definitely. I would say I do not think that it's unprofessional because that boundary has been crossed already. The idea of professionalism and keeping it professional is thrown out the window once you two view each other like that. However, it can be dangerous because different people react to different. You know, people are going to react differently. So while there's some women or men who will be able to, you know what I'm saying, accept that and keep it for what it is and keep it player, there are unfortunately going to be the ones who can't keep it player regardless of where the relationship or situationship decides to go. And then things can make a horrible turn left. And, you know, it could be possible. It could cost you possibly your career or more. So it's a yes and a no at the same time.
But is it more yes or no? More no than yes.
I would say it's more.
It's bad for business.
It's more yes. It's more yes. It's more yes for no. Yeah, exactly. It's bad for business. It's definitely bad for business.
Gotcha.
You can't.
D-man with the plan. Is it unprofessional to tell a sneaky link, side chick, work wife, swinger? Participant, I don't know how that works. To tell them you love them, even if you do, it's a bad. All right,
so whether like
our strippers, I forgot. I'm strippers. Gonna say you tell strippers you love them.
I'm gonna say,
you drunk enough? No. are rich enough?
That's true. I'm gonna say no. I'm gonna say yes.
No, I was like, no. What?
No. I'm gonna say yes, it is. Because your side piece, your work wife, whatever you're fucking around with, you know, that's you're doing, you know, behind your partner's back, which I do not condone.
Black men don't cheat. And D-Man, we don't know, he's like halfway black, so he halfway don't cheat.
So it should be consensual, but like, yeah, I mean, you don't want to mix what, you know, if you do have feelings for this girl and you don't want to be with your girl no more, then by all means do what you got to do, but you got to make a choice. But if this is just your side thing, do not use love at all, because that just confuses it and it can end up hurting you or that person. So yeah, it's just, you know, mix the two. You keep that separate from your plaything, your work wife, whatever.
All right. So the general consensus.
Hold on, Boozy. I got a follow up question for that.
the Fig Mad Podcast with Corey Hollywood. Go ahead, sir. I tell y'all, when I get sick of something, y'all know who's gonna host the show.
Listen, any guy, ahead, just Hollywood. A minute. Like, I want to ask D Man,
is this about the goddamn swinger parties?
No, well, yes and no. Yes and no. This is more of a follow up to see, like, if he saw or if he knows any instances where, like, a sneaky link, it's tying all the topics together, where a sneaky link met up at one of the parties because they were they frequent the parties together. Like, are there any scenarios where you might see somebody at a party consistently and that now becomes something?
So, like, are you saying, like if a person comes with their partner to a party multiple times and they introduce them as their wife or their girlfriend, and then they come and they come to the party and then they're not with their partner and they're messing with the seeking link, does that cause problems? Is that what you're asking?
More so, is there opportunity? Well, not opportunity. Mm-hmm. Do you find that, like, you can connect with the same person? So even if I go with my girl or whatever have you, and there's this one person that we just have a connection with, that every time we go, we look mm-hmm. for this one person. More so is my question. Like, are mm-hmm. there, like, you know how they say you cuff a wife or you cuff somebody in a club because mm-hmm. you see them and it's like, oh, well, yeah, so for the rest of the night, you and me. If mm-hmm. I go to these things multiple times and I see the mm-hmm. same person, do you see instances like that where people connect with the same person over and over and over and over?
You mean like they start feeling experience? Infatuated with somebody?
Yes.
In fact, they see this person and they're infatuated mm-hmm. with them. They feel their energy. And then, mm-hmm. you know, I you get what he's asking, D-Man? I feel what he's saying. I'm just trying to relay it to you.
Yeah. Yeah. So, like I said, a lot of it comes down to communication. You know, the woman that are there will tell you what they're open to and what they're not open to, especially when it comes to around a relationship. You know, like, for example, like if someone was to go there with their partner, man and wife, you know, woman and man, and they go and they connect with another woman, and, you know, they both feel her, they like her, whatever, they play with her, okay. But the thing is that, like, you have, like, that other woman in the relationship, or whatever partner, you have to communicate and establish with them if it's just going to be for fun, or is it going to be like a polyamorous type of relationship where it's going to be exclusive between all three of you? Because if that's not the case, then that person has the free will to go, you know, talk to and play with whoever else they want. So it comes down to a lot of talking things through as if you were, it's like you and your partner dating somebody. So you have to figure out, like, you know, what you're okay with, what you're not okay with. But I don't know.
Set the boundaries early.
Yeah, I don't know if that answers your question, but yeah.
I'm gonna say it does. So
yeah.
He be throwing me up. Corey do this on purpose. Anyway, so the next topic. I'm trying to be respectful of y'all time. I only asked for an hour. We getting around that mark. But I mean, I've been good lately. We've been hitting like hour 15, hour 30, whatever. People love the conversations. Y'all can't be mad at me. Mm-hmm. You know. You know, I gotta ask this. I was gonna pass this question, but I gotta ask this question, and we'll do the last topic after that. Then we'll go to Fake Mad, because this is the Fake Mad podcast with Fousey B. You know, I keep doing that. Somebody told me you have to keep reminding people what they're listening to, so they always want to come back, keep listening to it. CJ. Are friends with benefits toxic? Is it yes or no question? I don't even need elaboration because we're going to move on. But yes and no, are friends with benefits toxic?
No.
D-Man, are friends with benefits toxic?
Sometimes.
It's a yes or no question.
Oh, man. Damn, that's tough. And
due to your personal experience, are friends with benefits toxic? I'll put it like that.
No, because it's friends with benefits. It's not friends with, you know, some benefits and some negatives.
CJ, you already answered. Let D-Man answer.
Some friends don't like it when you're with them, putting with other, you know, other people in front of them. You know what I mean? So I would say, I'm going to say no.
Okay.
There we
And I
go.
just want to add to what you were saying earlier because you just reminded me when you in those little swinger situations or whatever and you infatuated by someone else and you want to play with that person, you got to keep it in the back of your mind that you were somebody who would turn around and want to go play with somebody else. You're like, why are you messing with the guy with the, why are you messing with the rabbi? You know, so
Yeah.
Hollywood.
Boundaries, man. Boundaries. You gotta be upfront about what you're willing to tolerate and what you're not. And what you're not, there's an entrance and there's an exit. So,
hey, if it's me, first of all,
that was a great callback.
Thank you. This is what I do, Hollywood. But if it's me, we set the boundaries like, yo, we going here to play with girls because you like girls and I like girls. I don't like guys. So we got to meet somewhere in the middle. We can meet her middle or your middle, but it can't be anybody else's. Hollywood, are friends with benefits toxic? Yes or no?
Yes, but as everyone else has said, that's a loaded question because without context, answer yes. I mean, no. They're
Yes, but no, but no, but yes. Okay, I
yes,
got
but
you.
no, but no, but yes. Sometimes only on Sundays, but yes, they are toxic.
All right, these are all adult conversations. Speaking of adults, you see how I segue again? I'm about to be the segue king. Speaking of adults, a high school basketball coach was fired after posing as a 13-year-old in a JV basketball game. First off, we don't stop. So I just want to let y'all know I was never JV. My whole life when I played sports, I wrestled, and before that, I played basketball. I was never JV, right? In fact, I jumped to wrestling because I didn't like the coach. I thought he was going to put me JV, and then hey, turns out I had a pretty good wrestler. Anyway, I can't say I was JV. Even I was in CY League. I was defensive player of the year. Anyway, TMZ Sports. So I got it from TMZ. Shout out to them. Confirmed that Arlisha Boykins, she's one of us. Arlisha Boykins, the junior varsity coach and varsity head coach. All right, so. First of all, I'm the fucking head coach. Don't ever address me as a junior varsity coach and varsity head coach because I'm head coach. I'm head coach of everything. So the head coach was fired as a result of this incident. What is the incident? A 22-year-old high school basketball coach is out of a job. I feel like they already emphasized, like, all right, she lost her job. Get to the story. After trying to pass, not trying, she did pass as a 13-year-old player in the junior varsity game. Earlier this month, and I'm laughing because it's funny as shit when you start visualizing a 22-year-old like, oh, I'll just act like this one. Anyway, according to report, Arlisha, an assistant in the Churchland High School Truckers, that sounds like some Virginia shit. I wonder where this is in Virginia, impersonated one of her players who was away from the team for a club basketball tournament on Saturday. Instead of playing with one less hooper, Boykins took matters into her own hand and suited up as a student athlete that was not there. And the footage, which I sent y'all the link, I hope the footage is still there if y'all clicked on it, shows the full-grown adult balling out. Yo, she was damn near dunking on people, right? She was in layups. She was blocking shots. She was nailing free throws. She did the Kobe fadeaway. And I was like, yo, that 13-year-old is a 22-year-old woman. The outlet reports Boykins was fired and the rest of Churchland's JV players and parents, all right, so only the JV team, opted out of the random season. So when you're a JV team, your games don't count. So yeah, they opted out. But the team that she actually coaches, the head coach, is still playing. I don't know. The 13-year-old's father spoke about the situation. So I'm there's two sides to this. Let me read it first and I'll give you my he said he's shocked the coach would do such a thing. The school's now investigating and the student's family wants an apology. All right. So here's my thoughts on this. I'm gonna start with the back side first, right? You're not owed an apology because the coach imitated your daughter while your daughter wasn't there. Also, it'd be nice if they did. But the reason I like this story so much is because the whole time I kept reading this and I was talking to this with my boys, so they use a impersonating a lot, right? And I realized that somewhere in my brain is warped because every time I said impersonating, my brain read it as impregnating. And so now when you think about every sentence, when impersonating and you add impregnating, it'll fuck your mind up a little bit. Like, I can't, or vice versa. I can't wait to impersonate my wife on Valentine's Day. But wait a minute, wait. What? Or a 13-year-old was impregnated at a game. You're like, wait, this is some fun. Anyway, so now y'all can think about it the same way. Y'all never use that word the same. D-Man, what are your thoughts on that? A 22-year-old playing as a 13-year-old and is the family of the 13-year-old that wasn't there and had nothing to do with the incident, owed an apology.
Hell yeah, for sure. I don't know what goes through some people's minds. I think they can get away with shit. I mean, that's crazy that you would even do that. It makes you look bad, makes the basketball program look bad, and makes the school look bad. Yeah, that was a stupid move for an adult to make, for sure.
But how is the family owed an apology? How did they get hurt?
I mean,
because she was getting blocks at her name and scoring at her name and layups. Probably the most points she ever scored in the game was when she didn't show up.
That's true. That's true. That's very true. I mean, I don't know. I guess maybe that kid would have been like, maybe I wanted to play and not my coach to play. I don't know. You know,
the kid ain't show up. The kid has some. The kid was out of town.
Who knows how the kid feels about it? You know,
the kid's probably like, go coach, because kids love their coaches. CJ, what are your thoughts on it?
This is a touchy subject because, you know, I feel like I had to grow a beard because if I didn't have a beard, I probably could do this myself and, like, you know, pass for a high schooler and play basketball. But that's neither here nor there.
I'm not going to lie. When I first read it, I was like, this is definitely some New York shit. Nope. Virginia. You know, New York is like, yo, I still got it.
Yeah, facts. New York, you got high schoolers that are 32 and they're dropping 20 on you, 12 boards, you know, on a regular Tuesday. But anyway, I definitely think that, you know, when things like this happen, you kind of have to factor who is the one who's left, you know, who gets the shit end of the stick. It's the kid. It's the kid. Even though the stats get padded, whatever the case may be.
Can we say the kids, like that whole team, they had to end their season, you know, right. So they're losing terms of development.
Exactly. Like, you know,
the kid that wasn't there didn't lose shit. I'm sorry. He didn't lose shit.
But yeah, everybody, you know, everybody's work goes to, you know, there's nothing to show for it. It kind of, yeah, it's a shitty situation for the kids, man. That's all. It sucks. I definitely think an apology is owed for that. That was a poor decision from an adult.
To the kids, not just that one kid's father who said,
yeah, oh, wow. Yeah. Nah, to the whole team. Like, the whole team deserves an apology.
Yeah, I mean, they fired the coach. Who's coaching the head coach? You know what? The dad should get his ass out there and coach the team. Hollywood, what are your thoughts upon this? You still think you can play in the league?
So, here's the thing, right? I'm reminded of EJ's cousin, the baseball player, who was, what, 25 and suited up for a little league team. So, in the interest of...
Was he winning, though? Because if he wasn't winning, it don't count.
He was hitting home runs. He was hitting home runs. He was
okay.
Good.
Okay.
Listen, man, I don't appreciate y'all talking about my Theo like this, all right? I don't appreciate y'all.
His last name probably was Morales. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Hollywood.
That's a real story, by the way.
I know. I got to see him in 2 weeks.
Family reunion. For those who don't know, that was a Hispanic baseball joke. Go ahead, Hollywood.
I feel like it's innovation on the coach's part to not take the L. I'm here to play devil's advocate. It's innovation to not take the L because your team was down a player. But also...
And she cared about her kids.
What idiot didn't notice that before the game started that, hey, this isn't the same girl that we got taped on? Like, how did you let the whole game go and let the coach get loose before you, like...
But wait, here's my question. If she was playing, who was coaching the team?
Like, come on, people. Like,
one of the players on the bench was the coach?
Cheryl, you're coaching tonight. Just sit here with the chalkboard and
act like you're calling out. I'll vocalize it, but you stand there like you always do. That was you know, that one person that couldn't make the team, so they called him the team manager. That was.
Yeah, man. I don't think that the girl's family's owed an apology because the coach did what she thought was in the best interest for the team. It wasn't like a selfish thing.
Showing them
thing,
how to
but,
cheat.
Like, it wasn't cheating. It's, hey, guys, we're down a teammate, and because you guys are here, I don't want you to have to deal with the consequences of your teammate not being here.
Hollywood, if you're a 22-year-old and you step on that court with 15 and 16-year-olds, that's cheating.
Listen, when you
play, especially if you watch the highlights, bro, she's out there blocking shots at Mutombo. And she was feeling good about this shit. She was celebrating.
Yo, not blocking shots like Mutombo.
Yo, watch the footage. She was out there celebrating like she was an all-star game with some shit.
No, you got to resend the video. You got to resend the video.
Well, on the link that I click on TMZ, is you might have to go to the Bird app because the TMZ video was taken down. So the school probably didn't like the footage that was out there. It's like, all right, be fired her. It's our footage.
This is making us look bad.
Yeah.
This is making us look bad, guys.
I hope they won the game. That's even worse if they lost.
I mean, it's like, come on. I think she owes the other team an apology, but not the person that she imitated. Like,
right, she wasn't in
his mess anyway. Yeah, like,
had you showed up, the game would have been different. Like, she basically said, "I'm gonna show y'all what to do. I've been telling y'all what to do. Do as I do, not as I say." So, all right, let's wrap this up. Before I do, Hollywood, you have any more questions for D-Man?
I got a ton of them, but I'm going to get his information from you, and I'm going
to
talk to
the. And let me guess, the Whatever Face podcast is going to have D-Man as a guest next week.
Oh, I'm going to get hit with all these scenarios and questions now.
Listen. You know why I don't care when Hollywood be talking to my guests that he don't know? Because I listen to all my friends' podcasts, and they give me inspiration. And, you know, I'm like Drake. I try to kill my friends with my pen. So that's why I saw love. That's why I bring all my friends on my show, because I'm trying to kill them politely. I'm trying to make sure we all eat, but I want the biggest piece of chicken when we eat. Just, you know.
Well, if you know homegirl, you can get all the wings. Yeah.
You see how I brought that back around? Did you see it? All right, let's get out of here. D-Man, what you fake mad about this week?
That's a good question, man. That's a good question. I'm it's called the Fake Mad
Podcast, so you're supposed to always have something you fake mad about. I know you knew. It's okay.
I'm fake mad about how expensive food is.
Because you don't know the Chicken Lady Connect. You need a Chicken Lady. Yeah.
I need that Chicken Lady Connect, man.
Hold up. But watch this. See, this is awesome. It's Fake Mad Podcast, but real life. D-Man, what does your lady do for a living?
Oh. She likes to cook food.
No, say that so everybody can understand it. What does she do?
She likes to cook food.
What does she do for a living?
For a living?
Yes.
She's an executive chef.
Okay.
Yeah.
Moving on. Don't ever say food is expensive when you got someone as awesome as her.
Who's buying the food? That's what you gotta ask the question.
Well, yeah, that's true. CJ, what you fake mad about this week?
I am fake mad that The Last of Us is only 3 episodes in, and it is such a fucking good TV show so far. Like, this show has no business being this good, bro. And this episode this week, it was a whole lot of representation going on, and it was very emotional. And they shouldn't be doing that to people on a Sunday night right before we gotta get ready for work and shit for the rest of the week. Like, that should not be happening.
And to give a preface, if you haven't played the video game, the show's gonna start out very slow for you. But hold on and keep watching. It is a very good show. I'm actually waiting until all of it comes out because I'm a binge watcher myself, but. You know, I keep up with everything. I have to.
Nah, yeah, I feel you.
Yeah.
I'm a huge Walking Dead fan, and I've watched all, like, not all the seasons. I stopped after like 7 or 8. And I'm watching The Last of Us now. I never played any of the video games. I'm trying to get into it, but it's like falling into that Walking Dead kind of spectrum. Tight. And I'm like, there's gotta be more than this. I gotta see some monsters. I gotta see some crazy shit.
Nah, trust me, bro. It's definitely they're barely scratching the surface as far as what's happened so far. Like, it's gonna get crazy in a minute.
Mm. You gotta hold tight, D-Man.
For sure.
Hold tight like that rabbi with the vibrator. Hollywood. What are you fake mad about today?
Yo, that's great.
I'm fake mad that we didn't get D-Man on this podcast sooner. And call a, we didn't call an ISO
You want all my stories.
He said on this podcast, like, it's the Poozy B in Hollywood.
Nah, but I'm fake mad that looking for a house is a pain in the behind. I'm fake mad at all of you people that list your house, and then when you get offers, say that you want highest and best after an open house, so you got 24 hours to put highest and best. If you don't...
Are you looking in New York, Hollywood?
I don't want to talk about it.
No, I'm saying that's going to be your first problem. You better do what CJ did and cross that water, even though New Jersey has some of the highest taxes. But New York is higher. You're paying higher for that property in New York.
That's a fact.
So you got to either decide you want higher property value or you want higher taxes. You get the higher property value in New York, yeah, that's going to be cool. But if you're planning to live there forever, you don't care how much your house appreciates in value because they're going to charge you for the front. And Jersey...
Not only that, let's just call a spade. New York is getting fucking crazy as far as the violence and everything. And yeah, I know there's violence everywhere. You know, I know that there's violence everywhere. And I was like,
you in North Jersey, but you around violence.
Oh, no, I know that. But guess what, though? I walk, you know, without having to look over my shoulder. I live in a very quiet and comfortable neighborhood.
You mean you can walk without hearing gunshots? Because whenever Corey calls me, I hear gunshots whenever he walks.
Yeah, no, absolutely. You know what?
That
guess what?
Is no truth.
As a no matter truth.
Did it happen once?
No.
The last gunshot that I heard was on my television the other night when I was playing Call of Duty. That was the last time.
And you remember what your boy Surf said, right? In the intro of the song, he was like, I say his boy because he hates him and that's my guy. He said, Grandma called me and said, hey, baby, be careful out there, they shooting. And I said, hey, Grandma, that's us. Don't worry about it.
Oh, man. I'm pretty sure he was being dead ass, too.
He was dead serious. Right now, but
he was being dead ass.
Hey, right? Free my guy, sir.
But nah, definitely free, sir.
I'm sorry. Like, Hollywood, are you done riffing and raffing and ranting about the while humble bragging? I don't know, it's money to buy a house, but every time I give an offer, they want more, and I'm cheap. So
No. That's not a humble brag. That's me being annoyed with people just before you even put the offer in. Like, you say, if you're selling a house, you put your house on open house. You have an open house on a Saturday, and then you have your agent list that you expecting the highest and best offers on, like, by 3 o'clock Sunday. I don't have it. Shut up. Let me finish my fake man. But this is before you even put an offer in. Like, I'm talking just going to the open house, looking and being like, oh, this is a cool house. And now it's, put your highest and best offer in by 3 o'clock tomorrow. I was like, fam, no. I'm not trying to get in a bidding war because you're trying to maximize how much you can get out of your house. So yes, I'm fake mad.
Allow me to retort. I know you would get that reference. If you were selling a house, you would want the biggest and best offer, right?
This ain't about me. This is about them. Not too much on me. Look,
fake mad, real podcast. I'm about to make some shirts that say that actually. But all right. So you know what? I always say I have nothing to be fake mad about. And as soon as I finish the sentence, something pops in my head. For instance, girls used to deal with that go back to their exes and guys they used to deal with, but then they run into you. They're like, no, I loved you too much. Or you were too, you affected me too much in a way where I could never go back to you, even for a tryst. If y'all know what tryst is. I'm not really fake mad about that. I'm just saying that happened to someone I know. I am not fake mad about anything. Charleston this week, I will be at the Gatsby Gala, the third one. I'll be there partying on Friday. I'll be there working and serving, not serving drinks, just working on Saturday. We'll have some fun. I'm good. Fellas, it's been a pleasure talking to you guys as always. There's no way after drinking this dark liquor, I'll be editing this tonight. So y'all got to wait tomorrow for the snippets to come out. Besides that, God bless. Take care of those who take care of you. Love those who hate you. Love those who love you. Love everybody. You ain't got to like them, but love will get you there. I don't know. I was trying to sound. I had a whole bunch of quotes that I was going to say today. And you know what? Fuck it. I'm Fousey. Have a good night. A good day. Happy Friday, because that's when this comes out on Fridays. I'm banned on Facebook. Oh, I'm fake mad. I'm banned on Facebook right now. God damn it. How did I get banned on Facebook?
Again? Too much. You posted too much. Again?
Yo, somebody, this was in the wrestling chat, CJ. Boy was like, what should I do with these shirts? I said, I like that one. I like that one. Burn that one. And apparently burn that one is inciting what? Violence. Yeah, boy, if I see Zuckerberg.
Yeah, nah, Zuck
got
to catch.
He got two options. Pull out your phone and unban me right now. Oh, we got some issues. You ever run up on a millionaire talking about his phone to do something? Yeah. Not you, D-Man. We know you being those swinger parties. Anyway, so we're going to sign off on that. Thank y'all for coming out. God bless. Fake Mad Podcast number 57. Isn't that that's a gun, right? 357? Boom. All right. We out here.